Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Samantha Bove. Karen Lynn Greenberg is an assistant professor at Siena College in Loudonville, New York, where I go to school. She's also an author, and it was recently announced that her story collection, Faulty Predictions, won the 2013 Flannery O'Connor Award for Short Fiction. This competitive award helps emerging writers get their work out nationally. I spoke with Karen and began by asking her if she was surprised when she found out she won the award.
I was definitely surprised. It was actually an award that I had applied to or submitted my manuscript to since 2006, since I finished graduate school. So just every year I put together the manuscript, sent it out, you know, and just, I mean, obviously with hopes of winning, but never the expectation. So yeah, when I got the call, I was extremely surprised, yeah.
So every year, did you submit the same piece? Did you rework your pieces? What goes into the process of submitting an entry?
So it's a contest for an entire book-length collection of short fiction. So actually, the manuscript that won looked completely different from the first manuscript I submitted. Basically, what I would do is every year, I'd look through my stories, and I'd say, well, this one, you know, I think this one's stronger, this one's weaker. I'd take out some of the older things, and then I'd, you know, put in newer stories, because during that time, I was writing new things. And so I think by the time, you know, by 2013, probably only maybe two or three stories were still the same out of the 10 stories. You know, a lot of them were new stories.
So now that you have won, what happens for you now?
In terms of the book publication, so this whole semester I've been just in the editing process. The first part of that was working with the series editor, and she's the one who makes the final choices about which collections win the award. And so I worked with her for a while in terms of revising, kind of doing some big revisions on some of the stories. And then for the past about a month and a half, I've been working with a copy editor who's just been helping with sentence level stuff, smaller things, you know, even things like commas or, you know, other types of punctuation, word choice, those kinds of things. So actually, just last night, I sent back my final edited manuscript to the copy editor. So at this point now, it goes back to the press, and then they start to worry about things like the cover, you know, what's the cover going to look like? You know, laying it all out, putting it all together. So at this point right now, it's a lot of just sitting and waiting because it won't be published until next fall.
Now, does the writing process come easy to you? Where do you get your inspiration for your stories?
I think the writing process it's difficult. I mean, it's a fun difficult. You know, it's something that I like doing. It's something that I can do and kind of lose myself in and, you know, write for a few hours and not realize that time has gone by. But it's really not easy, you know. I think it's something that gets easier with time. I think like anything you do, the more you do, the easier it becomes. You know, it just, you're kind of know how to do it better, you know, so you have more practice, you know, like anything, like a sport or an instrument, you keep practicing and it, you know, you get better. Maybe it gets a little easier, but not easy, you know. And in terms of inspiration, I think it can come anywhere, you know. It could be like from something I saw on TV, it could be from a newspaper article, it could be something that I observed in real life. I mean, just sort of, you just have to be open to it and just kind of keep your eyes open, and I think there's plenty of things that are sparks for stories.
Now, is short fiction your favorite type of writing?
I think it is. I think it's what I've done the most of. You know, I've worked on some longer fiction too, worked on a novel. I write some creative nonfiction as well, but short fiction is kind of what I keep going back to. I just really like being able to tell a compact story.
How did you get into writing short fiction?
You know, it was just something that I was just always interested in. You know, as a kid, I was always writing stories. In high school, I had the chance to take a creative writing class, realized it was something I loved. And when I was in college, I was an English major, and I got to do a concentration in creative writing. And so I got to take, I think it was 6 creative writing classes. And so it was just something that I, you know, pursued as a kid and then throughout my education, and then, you know, went to grad school for it.
Now, in your stories, it seems that you create such a diversity in your characters, and it seems to blend very well. Do you have a difficult time doing that?
You know, I think one of the things that's really fun for me in terms of fiction writing is being able to inhabit different characters' minds, you know, and I think that one of the things that I love about fiction writing is that you can be whoever you want to be, you know. You can be somebody who looks completely different from you, who sounds different from you, who lives someplace, you know, that you've never lived. You know, this is what's great about fiction. You use your imagination, you know. So no, I mean, I think that's probably one of the most fun things about writing fiction for me.
Has teaching influenced your writing in any way?
I think so. I think teaching has actually influenced things a lot, because I think when you teach something, you're forced to look at it really carefully, probably more carefully than you would as a student. You know, if I teach a published story, I'll read it, you know, a bunch of times. I'll take it apart. I'll say, how's this element working? You know, how's characterization working? And it just, I think it's taught me to be pretty analytical about stories. And then I think that that same kind of analytical mind, I can apply to my own stories too. I can say, well, how's this working? You know, where's the conflict in my story? Does it come early enough? I mean, some of these questions I ask my students, I'll ask myself too about my own story. So I think teaching's been actually really helpful.
Now, did you always want to go into teaching? Or did you want to go into the writing process first and then teaching, or was it always teaching in the back of your mind?
No, I think teaching was kind of a happy surprise for me. I think when I was in college, when I was, you know, an English major, I thought that maybe I'd go into editing or, you know, some sort of journalism, some sort of writing career. And then after college, I had my first job. I was working as a grant writer and was kind of terrible at it. Didn't really, I was working for a nonprofit and didn't end up really bringing much money into that company. And I ended up quitting that job. And then I got a job teaching adult education, adult basic education, GED classes. And I realized I loved it. I loved teaching. And then fortunately, after I worked for a couple years, I went to grad school and I got a teaching assistantship, you know, which allowed me to teach college students. And I realized, you know, I like this. I love this, you know, and this is the level that I want to teach. And I've just been really lucky to have been able to do it.
Now, do you have any advice for young writers like yourself when you were back in college?
I think probably the best advice is just don't give up. Just keep writing. You know, I think a lot of people, especially people who are, you know, who are good, who are talented writers, they just give up. They just stop writing. I think even people who go to graduate school for writing will sometimes give up. And I think it's just the matter of, you know, sit down, write, keep going. You know, there's a lot of rejection along the way. You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I entered this contest, what, 7 times maybe? But I also entered, you know, dozens of other contests for full-length manuscripts and was rejected. The individual stories were rejected a lot. One of the stories that's in the collection was rejected 75 times before it was accepted. You know, so this idea of don't let rejection get you down, just keep doing it, just keep writing, just, you know, persevere. And don't worry too much about things like publishing, especially when you're young. Worry mostly about building your skills and getting better. And then other stuff will fall into place later on.
Did the rejection process ever get you down? Did you ever feel like you wanted to stop?
You know, I think I've always been kind of good with rejection. I think I just realized this is part of being a writer, you know, and this is something that was going to happen. And the fact that you're rejected, getting rejected means that you sent your work out into the world. It means that you tried, you know, so... But yeah, I mean, sometimes, certainly, right, when you know, there's been days when I've opened up my mailbox and there's been 5 rejection letters there that, you know, that doesn't feel good, but it's okay. I mean, it's part of it. It's part of this whole process.
So now, what plans do you have for the future? Are you going to continue writing? Do you want to focus more on your teaching?
I think the thing that's great about teaching is that it goes hand in hand with writing. So, I mean, I think in terms of the future, I want to keep doing what I've been doing. I want to keep teaching. I think teaching helps with writing, like I was talking about. And also, just being in the classroom, talking about literature, you know, talking about student work, I think gets me thinking about my own stuff. So just, yeah, keep teaching, keep writing, keep working on stuff, keep trying to improve, you know. So basically just doing what I've been doing, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to come and talk to me.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Greenberg is an assistant professor at Siena College and the winner of the 2013 Flannery O'Connor Award for Short Fiction. Her story collection, Faulty Predictions, will be published in the fall 2014 by the University of Georgia Press. I'm Samantha Bovee, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.